This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and a very good evening over at my end over here.
Now, yesterday we saw a big slump for stock markets right across the world, particularly in your part of the world, in Asia Pacific. And the Japanese stock market lost 4%. We saw some recovery towards the end of business in the United States. Has that overlapped into today? Is there a recovery today, Kelvin?
So if you look at over at Asia major stock indices for today, the benchmark ones, pretty much of a mixed bag, I would say. So almost unchanged on the Nikkei 225 at the close of today's Asia session. We only see a marginal recovery on the Hang Seng indices, where the Hang Seng index is up by 0.4%. The higher beta Hang Seng tech index, which comprises of the China big tech stock, is up only marginally 0.2%. And we start to see a bit of a mixed bag over here in the rest of the other Southeast Asia benchmark stock indices. The Nifty right now is actually, which is the India benchmark stock market, is actually down by negative 1.5% as we are speaking. Very interesting over here is that at today's European session start for the first 2 hours, the European stock market is actually up for a strong start, where we start to see the Euro stock 50 is up by 1%. The German DAX is up by 1.32%, and even the UK FTSE is up by 0.8%. Yes, if you look at it on the surface, it seems to be that it's a mildly risk on sentiment that has been prevalent on the major stock indices. But however, do not forget that could be still a dead cat bounce. Do not forget over here is that the major US stock indices, they rallied because of a very short-term oversold condition. And not all the major US stock indices participate in the positive movement yesterday. The Russell 2000, which is pretty much comprises of small cap US stocks that their earnings and revenue are pretty much dependent on the US economy, actually underperformed yesterday with by daily loss at the end of the US session yesterday, down negative 0.6%. And very interestingly, if you look at gold, spot gold, XAU slash USD, in today's Asia session, it actually managed to actually rally and printed a fresh all-time high at 3,149. So I would say that there's still some uncertainty surrounding this implementation of US President Trump's reciprocal trade tariffs and its potential spillover that it could have on those targeted major trading partners that US wanted to actually implement these reciprocal trade tariffs on.
Yes, Kelvin, uncertainty certainly is the word at the moment, isn't it really? And there's almost a kind of maybe a denial that this is actually going to happen. And maybe at the last minute, at the 11th hour, there'll be another change. And we won't have quite as severe tariffs from the 2nd of April. But the nearer we get to the date, the more I'm thinking this is actually going to happen.
Yes, precisely. So what we could say, Johnny, we do highlight that Trump's start of implementation of his so-called pet trade tariffs policy tends to involve element of surprise. Who knows that there could be some additional tariffs that could be announced on. So far, he didn't mention about sectorial tariffs. I mean, that's considered of coming to like a semiconductor, the various industrial tariffs. So we have steel has really been in place right now. We have automobiles that's going to be hit soon on 3rd of April. So far, nothing's being mentioned about semiconductor, other raw materials trade tariffs. So that could also come after the 2nd of April reciprocal trade tariffs. So then not forget over here is that this week we do have other key economic data to actually chew on that could actually provide a two-way volatility across across asset classes as well.
Yes, of course, on Friday we've got the non-farm payroll numbers, haven't we, from the United States, the latest US jobs number. Now, all of these factors that we're talking about, tariffs, jobs, and so on, could affect any decision by the Federal Reserve in terms of interest rates in the next weeks and months to come. We're looking at possibly two rate cuts over the next few months, although if things go very badly in terms of inflation regarding the tariffs, and if the US jobs numbers go up, then we won't see a cut in rates, will we, anytime soon?
Yes, precisely. So what we could see over here is that, yes, even though the latest dot plot, we see a kind of a median agreement by the US Federal Reserve to go for at least 2 rate cuts before 2025 ends. But in the last few weeks, we see a slew of Federal Reserve officials speaking in public. Some of them actually voice out their concern about their uncertainty on this inflationary trend path that US will undertake given this erratic and rather sometimes aggressive trade tariffs policy implemented by the current US White House administration. And even one Federal Reserve official see that potentially there could be only one interest rate cut in 2025 over here. So what you could see over here is very interesting that towards the end of this week, right after the release of the NFP data, on the 4th of April, Singapore time, that's around 11:25 p.m. Singapore time, we have the boss himself, Fed Chair Powell, speaking. So market participants will be hearing his opinions on the state of the U.S. economy after that has already taken into account of reciprocal trade tariffs that could be already announced and other potential tariffs by the U.S. White House administration this week. And how does Powell view in terms of this trade tariffs policy to gel together with Federal Reserve monetary policy stance going forward. So market participants will be very interesting to hear. Will he continue to maintain his inflation is transitory remarks where he actually portrayed in the last press conference, or will he start to change his tonality in line with his less dovish Federal Reserve official colleagues that voiced their sticky inflationary concern due to this uncertainty about trade tariffs policy that's going to be implemented by the US White House this year.
Now, Calvin, with all this uncertainty, we see now gold hitting another record high where you are in Asia Pacific.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at gold right now, has been one of the best performing asset classes so far this year. And if you look at right now, we are speaking, it's also hedging demand is being seen in the Asia Pacific session today. So what we could see over here is that gold, in terms of a intraday basis, as we are speaking right now, has printed a fresh all-time high of 3,149. So if you look at the current short-term trend, the bullish momentum still remains intact, but things could definitely change over here if Trump himself starts to tone down on his hawkish trade tariffs implementation, we call it implementation policy. And, you know, during the last minute, suddenly he just said that there will be no longer any reciprocal trade tariffs. That I do not think will be a very high chance of that, because in the last few days, he has been banking on either a kind of a milder trade tariffs policy dependent on the different kind of magnitude that's being targeted on the major trading partners. That means, i.e. those who has a higher trade surplus with the US will definitely for sure get a higher hit on this reciprocal trade tariffs. So unless you start to say that there'll be no longer any reciprocal trade tariffs or the implementation could be delayed again, then that potentially may start to see a short-term sell-off in gold price.
Okay, Calvin, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.